Killing our people by the thousands. Washington. We have Born in Blood here in studio. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
On? You sounded fantastic in there.
Thanks.
There's only three of you.
Yep.
There were four of you.
Yes, we've had a couple of rotating members in the four slot, but for the last, I'm going to say, 6 months, we've been a three-piece.
Have you ever had a bass player?
Negative.
Really? So you just don't care?
Unicorns.
Yeah, they're unicorns. It's kind of...
I've heard this before.
No, it's kind of the plague of where we're from. There's so many bands out there that don't have bass players, so it's kind of why I picked up a seven string.
Huh. Okay. All right. And so how long has Born in Blood been together?
Well, me and Alex have been working together for.
And Alex, actually, why don't you introduce yourselves and what you do?
Yeah, it's I'm Logan Nalbone. I'm the guitar player.
I'm Anthony Farrell. I'm the drummer.
Alex Miller. I'm vocals.
But yeah, me and Alex have been working together for a little over 2 years at this point, and Farrell has been our drummer, I believe, since April or May. Our first show we actually played was Nick Stock in June. Was the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're from?
Well, we're from Binghamton, New York.
Okay. Other bands you guys have been in?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I've been playing in and out of the Binghamton scene for almost like 10 years. I've been playing. I was the drummer for Elevator Death Squad.
Mm-hmm.
I was their most recent drummer. I played guitar in a band called Call for Backup, another band called Well Oiled Machine.
Cough her back up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He also plays bass for this indie alt rock band called Sad Sorry.
Yep. Yeah, we're like a kind of a pop punky kind of alternative indie. I also play bass in a hardcore band called Harsh Reality. Also,
really?
Check them out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he'll play any instrument for a case of beer. Or a gram of dabs.
Yeah.
And you said you used to be a jazz musician.
Oh yeah, I'm a
well,
jazz.
Well, still are. Obviously.
Yeah, I'm a jazz man through and through. This is actually the first metal band I've been in. I grew up listening to a little bit more on the lighter side as far as like rock music was concerned. Didn't really like I've been a fan of the really heavy stuff, but it's just never had the opportunity to play that kind of music until I hooked up with Alex a couple years ago.
Hmm. All right, and you?
No, this is it.
This is it? All right. So have you played a bunch of shows or just...
We've been playing off and on, mostly in the Binghamton area. It hasn't been until very recently that we started playing out, like played out in Elmira with our buddy Ian Williams throwing a diaper party from Rabbit Panda.
Yeah.
We played that show... And this is our first show, actually, in Ithaca, technically speaking. So,
yeah.
Sure.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And you have nothing really recorded yet?
No.
Nah. Everything we've done has been, like, live video, and we're in the process of laying down tracks for a demo. But it's been slow going with, life in general.
Right, of course. You did five songs tonight.
Yes.
How many do you have written?
I think we have, what was it, seven or eight?
Yeah, we have seven songs with Pharaoh that we're working on. Before he joined the band, I think we had like another two or three more than that that we just haven't reintroduced back into this little trio yet.
Okay. Where'd the name Born in Blood come from?
It's a Dexter reference, actually.
Ah, okay.
I believe there's an actual episode called Born in Blood.
Nice.
Yeah. We've gone.
I never watched the show, so.
Neither have I.
Those are like the best names.
I just saw it and it was just like, bing.
Light bulb. Now, we've gone through a couple of names.
Yeah, the band used to be called Ronin.
Yeah, we were called Ronin and we were going to stick with that for a while until we found out that there's an actual pop rock band from Singapore called that name.
Of course there is.
Oh, yeah. Always the Singapores. And they had songs on like Pinos. iTunes and Spotify and all that. So, and then we changed their name to Moose Knuckle for for the length of 3 weeks before, literally like the day before our Facebook page was going to switch over from Ronin to Moose Knuckle. Guess what band from Iowa just threw their first album on Spotify? So it's like,
well, someone's going to take it sooner or later.
Oh yeah, that's just the way it is. All the best names are always taken.
I don't know. Some of the best names are the ones you'd never even think of, and then it's like, wow, huh?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
No, I was.
How was like, that not taken? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I always thought of like a good like a punk band name would be like Greasy Fist or something because no one would ever think of that other than me.
That's not a bad one. So what are your influences musically?
Oh, it's well, it's like me and Farrell kind of come from the same kind of similar background growing up listening to, like, he's a big Zappa head.
Yeah, I'm a big time Zappa fan.
And I grew up listening to a lot of Rush and Genesis, a lot of the prog rock stuff, yeah, like of that nature. Around the time that we both, actually, me and Farrell have known each other like half our lives, technically our first band back when we were like 12,
yeah,
13 years old, was, yeah, it was Disposable Heroes. We played For Whom the Bell Tolls at like a middle school talent show or something.
Yeah.
But it counts. I'm counting it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of that stuff. As far as the heavier stuff, like when we started picking up the guitar, it was around like the early 2000s. So what came out around then, like Slipknot, Mudvayne. From there, we listened to a lot of... I tend to be more of a progressive metalhead, to listen to a lot of Tool, a lot of Dream Theater, Mastodon, things of that nature. I personally don't try to hinder myself as far as like where I pull my influences from. Like the stuff we write is fairly heavy, fairly technical, but like I pull ideas from all sorts of different kinds of music and different genres of music.
Nice. And what about you?
Old Camaro.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your main influence?
That, Slipknot, you know.
I can see that with your vocal style.
Like, before Corey mellowed out.
Yeah, my main influence is pretty much my dad, when I was a child, brainwashed me with, like, Stevie Ray Vaughan and, like, Frank Zappa and stuff like that, so...
Well, if you're going to be brainwashed, that's the way to go,
you know,
I guess.
At least I got blessed with the good stuff, but as far as metal goes, I mean, my all-time favorite band by far is Gwar, and kind of stuff like that. I try to keep stuff basic, try to do the less is more type of stuff. My favorite influence on my drumming, especially with this band, comes from a band called This Blood Runs Black. Their drummer.
Oh yeah, okay.
I really try to replicate like a lot of stuff that he does. And
yeah, actually, the first song that we started working on with Farrow and the band was the first song we played, Day of Reckoning. And when we were getting around to writing and coming up with the drum parts, Farrow was like, I'm totally going to rip off his Blood Runs Black for this. And it's just like, I don't care.
How does the songwriting come together?
It's kind of a hodgepodge type thing. It's like I'll toy around with a riff, and Alex will kind of like hear it and say, oh, I have some lyrics that would kind of go over that. And it's a very collaborative process. Very slow going, but it's when there's a momentum going, we tend to, like, I remember one time I think we wrote like 3 songs in the course of like 2 days. But it's there's definitely chemistry here, and it's definitely comes, it's kind of hard to explain from a point of an artist, but
yeah, definitely.
What about lyrics?
Oh, that's all.
That's all you?
That's all him.
Just like to take everything that makes you mad and just bury it deep down inside.
Those do make the best lyrics. All right, you guys got any shows coming up?
Not at the moment, no. We're in the process of trying to build a demo, laying down guitar tracks now.
In a bigger band.
Yeah, in a bigger band. If any of you guitar players or bass players out there feel like joining up, this is open casting call. Hit us up on Facebook.
All right. Is that your main website? Is
Facebook? Yeah. Our Facebook page, Born in Blood, is where we have most of our video. We have a bunch of videos from our history. Like me and Alex have been working together. We have video from shows back when we were a 4-piece, when we had a different drummer. But it's like not a lot of recent media up there. But hopefully,
you'll have this.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Well, I thank you guys for coming up and playing.
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah, for real.
And you make a lot of noise for a 3-piece.
That's the way to do it.
Thanks.